This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 12th BRICS Communications Ministers meeting, chaired by Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, is underway in Pune. It brings together communications ministers and senior representatives from BRICS member countries to deliberate on strengthening cooperation in information and communication technologies, digital transformation, innovation, and resilient digital infrastructure. The theme of the meeting is Innovate, Cooperate, and Transform for a Resilient Future. The event provides a platform for BRICS member countries to exchange views on emerging technologies, digital public infrastructure, future networks, cybersecurity, capacity building, and inclusive digital connectivity. The deliberations will also focus on advancing practical cooperation and sharing best practices to support digital transformation across BRICS countries and the wider Global South. The BRICS Tourism Ministers meeting will begin in Jaipur today under India's BRICS Chairship 2026. Tourism ministers and senior officials from BRICS member countries will participate in the two-day meeting, which will focus on strengthening cooperation in the tourism sector. Key areas of discussion will include sustainable and responsible tourism, skill development, seamless travel, and the use of technology and artificial intelligence in tourism. The meeting follows the BRICS Tourism Working Group meeting held in Jaipur on the 19th and 20th of August. The ministerial meeting is expected to further strengthen tourism cooperation among BRICS countries and promote greater tourist movement and people-to-people exchanges. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said its Answer Key Challenge system is designed to be fair to all students and rejected concerns about it being expensive. An NTA Answer Key Challenge is an online process where candidates who take an exam like JEE Main, NEET or UGC NET can object to errors in the provisional answer key. In a social media post, NTA said, if even a single candidate challenges a question and the subject experts accept the challenge, the revised answer key applies to every candidate who wrote the exam. It said the fee is charged for challenging an answer to discourage frivolous challenges, and it is refunded if the challenge turns out to be right. NTA said 200 rupees per question is refunded to the candidate whose challenge is upheld. Delhi Police's cyber cell has busted an interstate digital arrest cyber fraud network and arrested four accused from Punjab and Rajasthan. The arrests were made in connection with a case in which a retired Indian Army colonel was allegedly cheated of more than 15 lakh rupees. The police arrested the accused, who allegedly admitted procuring accounts through Telegram and supplying them to fraud operators in Cambodia and the UAE. Police said the account was linked to 17 complaints across multiple states and UTs involving transactions worth crores. The police have recovered four smartphones and six SIM cards allegedly used in the crime. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was shifted back to Adiyala Jail in Rawalpindi this morning after undergoing a medical examination at a private hospital in Islamabad. Khan was moved to Shifa International Hospital after midnight in compliance with the Supreme Court's order on August 18th, directing that he be transferred there within 2 days after a medical report submitted before it said he was suffering from level 3+ anxiety. In hockey, the Indian women's team will take on the Netherlands in the first match of the second pool phase of the FIH World Cup at Amstelveen today. The match will start at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, India advanced to the second round after playing out a goalless draw against England in their final Pool D match yesterday. Both teams created opportunities but failed to find the back of the net, with India's defence holding firm throughout the contest. In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action today in the men's and women's doubles quarterfinals at the BWF World Championships 2026 in New Delhi. The men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will lock horns with third seeds Liang Wei Kang and Wang Trang of China. The duo defeated Junaidi Arif and Roy King Yap of Malaysia in the pre-quarterfinals. In the women's doubles, the Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face fourth seed Jia Yi Fan and Chang Shu Xian of China. And with that, we end this news bulletin.